RTR FM
92.1.
Well, hopefully you've received all the info you need in the mail regarding the local government elections currently underway. It's near on impossible to miss that something is up with the Vote For Me signs appearing on every available Verge Gap. And I've got to say, they're looking more and more like real estate agent signs every election. There's been some changes to the way votes are tabulated, and who better to explain than the current Minister for Local Government, David Michael. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me on RTR this morning.
Mate, it's a pleasure, and thank you very much for making the time to talk to us on the record. Now, the local government elections are well underway, with ballot papers mailed out over a week ago. For such a vast electoral system with many moving parts, postal voting makes the process extraordinarily easy, or does it?
Yeah, postal voting's my preferred way that people can get their vote, but it's up to the council to decide. But about 1.7 million West Australians would have received a postal vote package in the post in the last couple of weeks. And I'm encouraging everyone, with now under 2 weeks to go, with the election being counted on the 21st, to make sure you get it off the top of the fridge, like I did yesterday. Sit down, have a look at your candidates, and send it in.
So do many people take the opportunity to vote early?
Yeah, look, the vote has been falling. Obviously, it's optional to vote in local government elections. It's not compulsory, but it averages for different councils, depending on kind of the engagement, somewhere between sometimes 25 to 35%. I can tell you that as of Friday, nearly 20% of people have voted with 2 weeks to go. So that's good, and I'm expecting, obviously, today and tomorrow, with people posting over the weekend like me, that percentage will start ticking up in the next 2 weeks.
Why is local government elections, well, different? Why is it, optional to vote? Is there a reason historically that local government elections are different to the other elections, state and federal, that we have in Australia?
Yeah, and if you've ever lived in places like New South Wales, it is compulsory, and it does have party politics involved, two things we don't have here in Western Australia. Very historical, Jeff. Local government dates back to 1871 with roads boards, and for some reason the change to compulsory to follow state and federal never happened, and not something we're currently looking at, but we think with some of our changes we've made for this election, we should get some more engagement, and hopefully that vote can start ticking up, because local government actually impacts all of us every day. As soon as you walk out the front of your house, your local government impacts you.
Now, you mentioned that we're not affected by party politics with our local government system, and fair call, given that there isn't a lot of clear branding of candidates. But a lot of the drive for the local candidates do in fact come from local political parties.
They do, and you know, I'm obviously in a political party, and have been since my O day at UWA back in the late 90s. And I was on local government. Jeff, as you probably know, I was Osborne Ward Councillor for the City of Stirling for 12 years, and people knew I was in the Labor Party. But you know what? It never came onto council. I got on because I cared about Chewett Hill and the surrounding suburbs like Joondana and Balcatta, to get better things. And you know, I knew who the Libs were a councillor. I was the only Labor guy, but I knew who the Greens and the Liberals were. But we actually all get on because, you know, people who join political parties tend to obviously care about their communities, and that's why they do that. So they tend to have people in local government. But you don't have to be in a political party to get onto your local council.
Look, absolutely. But do you think it's maybe time that this subterfuge that there isn't political involvement at the local level is perhaps exposed? Maybe exposed is not the right word for it, but maybe made more clear to the public. Because for those that do look closely, yes, it is quite obvious that there is political party association, but to the broader public, it doesn't stand out quite so much.
Yeah, I don't think so, because The decisions you make on local government aren't decisions that you're bound to by your party. There aren't decisions that you have to go and wade through the party manifesto or platform to work out how you're going to vote. All the councillors I've ever served with, whatever party, they made decisions on their merits and made decisions for the best interests of their local community. Having said that, I'd encourage people, when you get your ballot papers, or if you don't have a postal vote, like there's obviously some councils have in-person voting on the 21st, you can look up your candidates on the council website. I encourage you to actually contact them. They all put their mobiles and emails sometimes, and you can actually ask them some of the questions about local issues that you care about and get a flavour of kind of what their views are. So that if they do get elected, you know what they're going
to
do.
David, I've got to say, that is actually the good oil, because I've found that I generally have had a fairly prompt reaction when I've asked local candidates questions. They're actually quite eager to respond.
Yeah, they are. If they want to vote, they should be responding.
Now, counting is being done on a preferential basis this time around. Is this expected to make it the system fairer for all candidates, or should I say just, you know, more even?
Very much fairer, but it'll mean that candidates have to get a in those multi-member wards or electorates, they need to get a proper proportion of the vote. Or if it's just like the City of Stirling and lots of councils just have one vacancy, someone has to get 50%. So very much how you count a state and federal election. But more importantly, it gives people a better say on who gets elected in their area. You can vote for one candidate if that's all you like, or that's all you know, or that's all replies to your email. You can vote for a couple candidates. You can put a 1-2 or 1-2-3 or however many you want to do. Or you can vote for all candidates like you do in state and federal elections. So we're giving a lot more power back to people. And whilst preferential voting is new in this election for local government, it's not something that is too foreign, given we use it in state and federal. And between 1938 and 1995 and in 2007, we actually used preferential voting in local government. So it's been away for a little bit, but we're bringing it back, albeit now you don't have to number every box if you don't want to.
Well, you mentioned the City of Stirling. I guess it's a little bit of a moot point with their election for mayor, given there's only two candidates.
That's right.
So it ends up being first past the post anyhow.
I voted for one of them yesterday. I'm not going to tell you which one, but all you have to do is put a number one in a box. You don't have to put the number two if you don't want to.
Now, why is that, David, that there's only... Well, I don't expect you to have the ultimate answer to this one, but only two candidates for mayor in the City of Stirling for the councillor position in the area that I'm in, there's only two people running. Now, past local elections, I mean, that ballot paper's, you know, nearly been like a phone book. What's changed? Is there a fatigue about the local government system? Why is there suddenly this low show?
These things are pretty cyclical, I find. You know, when I ran the first time, I think I had 7 or 8 people, I think, in the field. And then the two re-elections I had, I only had one person against me. But you'll note in other mayoral elections around the metropolitan area especially, there are more and more people running in wards. I think it's just wherever you live, if you're in Stirling like me, I've got 4 running in my ward. So just it's a time and place kind of thing. I think to run for mayor of a big council, I think a lot of people, not necessarily you have to do this, but a lot of people would see that you probably should be on council already. Obviously not a prerequisite, but people may think that having some experience and some profile might help you. So that's probably why you've got two current sitting, well, you've got the current mayor and a sitting councillor running for mayor of Stirling.
Do you think perhaps a lot of the attention is being taken up at a grassroots level with the referendum taking place at the same time?
No, look, I think West Australians and Australians that can manage and look at the issues differently. So I know we have the Voice referendum on Saturday, and I'll be out at Chilltall Primary School with my Yes badge on. But
well, it really blows apart this whole argument, you know, that people can't walk and chew gum at the same time, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, as I said, we've already got 20% of people voted with a couple of weeks to go. So and that'll keep increasing over the next 12 days.
So we can, you know, focus on the economy and the tortures of getting by in a cost of living crisis, and we can focus on local elections, and we can focus on a referendum at this point in time as well. We do have that brain depth, right?
Of course, and if you look at local government, it does actually impact some of those other issues you just mentioned, cost of living with rates, but also some of the services local government provides to people who are struggling. Local government provides a whole host of services, and as I said, as soon as you walk out your front door every morning to walk, cycle, or ride, or drive your car, you're going over footpaths, verges, roads, your house was approved by a council at some point. It impacts every part of your life.
All the way down to homelessness is something that local government takes care of quite well.
It does, and I know that the state government partners a couple of local governments to try to help some of those people in need.
Well, especially our own city of Stirling there, David.
That's right.
Well, David Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Record. And if we can, just at this point, encourage everybody to whip out those local government election ballot papers and get them in the mail.
That's right. Get them off the fridge and get them in the postbox.
Have a great week, David.
You too, Jeff. Cheers.
Thank you. That is the Minister for Local Government, David Michael. He actually carries quite a few portfolios there. He's also Minister for Ports, Road Safety Minister, and Assisting the Minister for Transport. He's the member for Balcatta, hence the City of Stirling connection.